Yeah, okay, so we finished the four songs and we're up to Baruch. Yeah, actually, before that, we're up to Mitzchila Avdei Avodah Zarah. So originally we were Avdei Avodah Zarah, and now Hashem brought us to his to be his Avadim. So the Gra just says something very, very simple. Pirish, Shahaya Bezinyani Galus. We suffered from two sorts of galus. Galus ha-nefesh or galus ha-guf. We were both physically slaves and spiritually impoverished and enslaved, where we could not have spiritual freedom in the sense that we couldn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we wanted. So Mamela, we are experiencing now freedom of both. And this paragraph discusses the gulas ha-nefesh. But then later I'll talk about the galus ha-guf. Okay, now the next piece in the Gra here refers to something that we learned in the Eben Shlema, a very, very Kabbalistic concept. And he says like this, Va'achshav shenemar, v'yomer Yeshua et cetera. You guys started in the Eiver HaNahar with Terach, Avi Avram, and only later did you come around. So the Gra seems to be having a question. Why is it important that we start in the Eiver HaNahar? Why is that relevant? Why does that matter? Who cares if we start in the Eiver HaNahar? So the Gra says that in this world is completely paralleled by what goes on in the higher worlds. Eretz Yisrael is the Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael is where everything starts from. And then there's parts that are separated from Eretz Yisrael, right? So what that symbolizes is Kemosh Mafsik Ben Eretz Yisrael Tain Lamalo Mafsik Ben Eretz Yisrael Hal Yoyin Nar Dinor Vazeh Asoy Nem. It means it wasn't just a physical boundary that your avos had when they were physically on the Eiver HaNahar. The Eiver HaNahar means they were on the other side of the spiritual river. They're on the other side of the spiritual boundary, which did not allow them to enter into Eretz Yisrael, meaning enter into the place of the Kedusha. The place of the Kedusha had a boundary, and that boundary was in Nahar Dinar, which is the place that the neshamas go to be retired themselves, according to what it says in Eben Shlemo. And Mamela, the point I think is that this was all part of the Galus HaNefesh. Part of the Galus HaNefesh was that there was actually a spiritual blockage from our avos from being connected to Hashem, and therefore part of the process of freeing us from that had to include going into Mitzrayim, and that's really what the pasuk is saying according to the Gra. But you see from the Gra here, so a depth to the pasuk being revealed. When the pasuk says the Klal Yisrael, that the avos were be'Eiver HaNahar, you're on the other side of the river. In reality, who cares? But the Gra saying, no. It means spiritually they're on the other side. Spiritually, there was not a way for them to connect to what was going on in the spiritual lands of Eretz Yisrael. And that's really what it's saying here. So Dvarim Nifloim, what it says here. Okay. Weiter. All right. And then it goes on. Okay. Then he goes into Baruch Shemer after Chasu Yisrael Baruch Hu. Hashem is Baruch, and he's Shemer after Yisrael. Now, by the way, this again has that structure that the Gra mentioned earlier. This is Baruch Shemer after Chasu Yisrael Baruch Hu. What's that? So he says, the way he explained it before is that oftentimes when someone does something for you, so not only are you happy about what they did, but it reveals to you what sort of person that person is, and now you're happy about the relationship you have with the person. So, let's say you have a boss. You work for someone, And then, you know, you're not really sure if you feel appreciated. You don't feel appreciated, you know. And all of a sudden, they give you a gift. So you appreciate the gift. But what you really appreciate is the fact that they thought to give you the gift. It's the thought behind it that now has been gotten misgala through the gift, right? So the Gross says, whenever you say this Baruch Hu thing, it's thank you for the thing itself. But moreover, thank you for who you are and expressing yourself in this gift. So when we said before, right, Baruch Hamakim, Baruch Hu, because you created a world for us, Baruch Shanasim Talam Yisrael, Baruch Hu, that you give us to hear also. You are Baruch Shem after Chassid Yisrael. You kept your promise to Klal Yisrael. And therefore you took us out. We're very happy you took it out. But more importantly, Baruch Hu. But more importantly is that machshava that was expressed through the gift. That's really what we're expressing our Hakaras HaTayv to. And we have a relationship with you, and you are Shem after Chassid. By idea ma'isen is gala machshava. Okay? Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu chishav esaketz la'asoyis k'mo sha'omer l'Avraham Avinu v'vitz ben ha'misari. So what does it mean that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was chishav esaketz? So the Gra, there's a combination here between the Gra and the Shir HaShirim and the Gra in the Haggadah when he combines. But this is a well-known concept. But the way he says it is that there was two ketzim. There was the ketz, a Kadosh Baruch Hu made two systems that he would count the geula by. Said, first of all, you're going to have to be in Mitzrayim for four generations. The dor revi'i yashuvu heina. And second of all, I'm going to count the years, 400 years. So what Hashem did was that he calculated that, you know, we say that he calculated that the 400 years started from the lathe of Yitzchak, and he also hurried up the four generations, and therefore he worked it out that both the kitzim ended early. Now, the way that this Vart is set over from the Brisker Rav is a little different. I think the way the Brisker Rav says it answers a few more questions. The way the Brisker Rav asks the question is that we know it's a great Vart from the Brisker Rav. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu calculated the kates. The kates means the end of time. We know that there's a big question. The Klal Yisrael was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and yet they were only there for 210. So there's multiple answers given. One answer given is that they worked them particularly hard. And the other, and therefore it was the Koshi Hashibud, which accounted for the difference in time. And the second shot is because they started from Leidus Yitzchak. So the way the Brisker Rav says the Vart is that there's two different Xeris of 400 years. There was 400 years of Geirus. You should be Geir Baritz Loi Lahem, Arbom HaShana. And the other one is V'avadim V'inu Esam Arbom HaShana. So what Hashem did was, to calculate the 400 years of Amdus and Inui, he had to make the Koshi HaShibur. To calculate the 400 years of Geirus, of exile, started from the Leid of Yitzchak. And the chiddush of chishav esaketz is that both of those calculations ended at the exact same second of Chatzos Pesach. So the calculation of chishav esaketz was how do you know how many bricks you had to be for the koshi hashibud? Hashem made the cheshbon work out precisely that they would finish the shibud on the night of the 15th of Nisan, and that Hakadosh Baruch Hu started this 400 years earlier, exactly at the time of when Yitzchak was born, so that it would finish. Yitzchak, he was born on Pesach. So that it would finish also on the 15th of Nisan. And that was the Chishav HaSaketz. That's the way the Brisker Rav says it. Similar idea to what the Gra is saying, but I think he adds in a little more detail. Now, the way the Gra says Chishav HaSaketz means K'mosh Katzu Be'ita Achishena. That there's a famous concept, and it's going to be again Asad Lava when Mashiach comes. That there's two sorts of geulas. There's Be'ita and there's Achishena. Yeah. So there's two sorts of geula. There's Be'ita and there's Achishena. There's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the geula on time. And then there's a Zman when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to Achishena, make it come earlier. So how do you know which one? If they're tzaddikim, it will be Achishena. If not, it will be Be'ita. It will be at the right time. So, Zochu Achishena. Vim loy zochu maschum zman amucha rusha rakam shem. Baruch Hu, Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chishav Asakeit, Shaddal Mo Yishon Lasses, Moshe Avraham Avinu, that he started at the time that he spoke to Avraham Avinu. And therefore, since he started it early, therefore it ended early, and therefore he did Achishana, he didn't do Be'ita. Now, if you want to add on Avart, so the Gross says here that Be'inu Oysam was the 86 years that it was very hard. And by the way, do you know when those 86 years began? Those 86 years of extra Shibud, right? The last 86 years was when they added on the Koshia Shibud, was at the birth of Miriam. The day that Miriam was born is when they made the Koshia Shibud harder. And that's why they actually called her Miriam, because she's Mar. Right, but what do you learn from there? That even though it was Mar, it wasn't Mar at all. It was the beginning of the Gula. Is when Hashem 86 years before realized I got to get the Gula going, and in order for me to get the Gula going, I got to add on Yisurim. I got to make it hard. And Mimela, even though this was when it was becoming the worst of ever, Miriam Mar. Miriam's the one that at the end brings out the Tupim and the Mechilis. She's able to understand that things that look difficult are really not difficult at all. Things that look difficult are really the beginning of the Gula. That was her Metzias. Her Metzias was that it's going to be a hard time, but this is going to be the hard time which is going to open up the Gula process. And therefore, Hashem was Ishav. He calculated the Kates. What's a Gemash of Kates? 190. You subtract 190 from 400, you're equal to 210. The Klai Yisrael was there for, and they rather that grow. That's what the grow says. The famous verb. It's the grow. Yeah. Right. All right, Rabbi Sai. So that's what that's how he explains this. So, all right. We will see you tomorrow. Atzlach Hashkayach, everyone.